just the welcome we had the first time we came here was so great, and it felt really bad not to be here last year. And it was kind of like, oh, is he coming? It's like, can't. So it's great to be back and having dinner at the Doors Inn and meeting old friends, and yeah, no, it's lovely. And the crowd looked fairly lively.
Yeah, we're looking out the window. They're all up the hill. The question is, what can you do to top 2 years ago? Because you dropped Monster in there. You're doing some Kayleigh music, and Milo's kind of stolen that off you tonight. He's played a blast of that. He's just a little bit, not too much. What have you got planned?
I mean, it's still in the planning stages. It's more a visual thing than a music thing, because there's only so many kind of Kayleigh tunes you can play. Though we were playing them in the car on the way down and thinking, no, it's just the same old nonsense, me playing records, but with a much better visual show.
I've heard rumours of lasers aplenty. I've seen 3 trucks behind the stage. You don't need 3 trucks for 2 CD players.
Yeah. That'll be a lot of lasers, hopefully. Yeah, no, we came up about 6 weeks ago and tried them out. And we were just sitting there, like, projecting onto the lock and onto the mountain, seeing what we could do. And, like I said, visually, hopefully it's going to be great.
It must be great being you. Just, what are you doing this weekend? We're just testing lasers.
It was pretty cold. It didn't actually feel that glamorous. Because then this was just a field, and we were just standing in the middle with a van and a laser, freezing our tits off. It's amazing how it's grown since when we first did it. It was just like one stage in a field and a load of people partying. And now it's like a small town.
And the great thing is you've got a couple of pretenders to your throne as Master DJ in Calvin Harris and Milo playing here tonight as well.
Well, Milo was here at the first one. What do you mean, pretenders to my throne?
They're coming after you.
Well, they're probably better than me anyway, so they're welcome to it. No, it's really nice. It's really nice to have like local people. Yeah, Milo was great. So he had to go and see his grandma straight after the show. I was like, wanted to hang out with him backstage, and he was going, oh no, I've got to go see my nan.
I've got one final question for you, and it's kind of a personal one to me, because I saw you on television once say something that really inspired me as a DJ. I play the Smiths down the Dog and Duck, so it's not the same sort of thing, but you said it's not just playing records, it's pantomime as well. How do I pantomime my setup more, because I need to?
Well, you have to be the back end of a cow, or wear bad shirts and wave your arms around, or have big screens and lasers if you can afford them. But it's all about the party rather than just, you know, I'm not the best DJ in the world, and I'm sure Milo and Calvin are better than me, but it's just about making people have a party by maybe throwing it in a very stupid location.
Yeah, it certainly is going to be a big, big party tonight. It's all you're doing. Thank you for bringing it up to Scotland, and have a cracking time tonight.
Well, thanks for having us again.
Well, time to get your shirt, your bad shirt, your lasers, and get yourself on the main stage. There's thousands of people waiting for you. Thank you very much, Fatboy Slim. You'll be on stage in just a few minutes' time. Right now, these guys will be...